Okay, can we learn now?
Yes.
Yeah? Tachboishes with tefillas, that's what we're up to. Major, major halachic issues with these two. Yeah? Tachboishes means bandages, basically. Vague, but that's. And tefillas is stitches. Right? So, ratiya, bandage, alamaka. Are we all going to put our blackberries away or what? No, listen, you don't have to. But, I left three boys up. I was very... I got one out of four to sleep. If he's still sleeping. So, usually that means at 9 o'clock, I come home and the house is upside down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, no, so Ratiya Shalamaka Chetzet. Oh, you don't have a sefer?
No, not today.
So Ratiya Shalamaka Chetzet. So if you have a bandage that's on a maka, it's Chetzet. It's Rizal Asira, Kodam HaTfilah, and you have to remove that bandage before the tefillah. Right?
Even like an open wound?
Yeah. Chod? Yeah. You got a problem. You mean if a woman has a really bad cut or something? A
blister on or whatever.
Oh, blister.
Pus coming out or whatever.
Oh, pus we'll get to. Cast. That we'll get to. But right now, bandage. What are you saying? He was a cat. He's going to get the cat. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. It sounds barbaric, but it's, yeah. The gamsis are la hatzer hadevek. You got to be careful to remove the glue. You gotta also, when you take off the bandage, right? You have to make sure that there's no glue left over from the bandage. They're all chatzitzas.
What does that mean? She can't go to mikvah?
That's right. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Woman breaks her leg. 6 months. 6 weeks, however long she's got a cast on. No mikvah.
I hope she just doesn't get a period.
I'm sure you must have...
Wow.
I'm saying eitzahs. What are you...
What's the eitzah? Yeah, the eitzah, you get the cast removed for an hour.
A hard cast?
If it has to be on there for a long time, and you can't remove it, I don't know what long time is. I don't know, 6 months is a really long time. I had stitches. Nobody asked me anything about casts.
What does he say?
We'll get the stitches.
Why can you say she's not allowed to go to the mikvah? The Raisa, she's definitely allowed. Even the Rabbanan, it's not the best thing. It's not like Rama, you should get rid of everything, but you're going to say. She can't go to the mikvah, she's also her husband
this,
for now.
Does she want this cast there? The second that it stops acting, stops
it's
functioning
not in, what, ice, right?
In what she wants.
She wants the cast there. She'd rather
well,
have the cast than have
it there. Now it's a temporary warning.
So?
Temporary warning.
So that's the Shiloh, how you could be mekel.
She wants it because the doctor says
all
that's
the other cases we talked about were not even temporary. She wouldn't want them ever, no matter what the circumstances.
Right, but no, there are times that she wants it.
Okay, the right says she wants it, yes. The Rabbanan now are going to ask her to from her husband,
yes.
Because...
Well, how do you understand that any time the Rabbanan asks her anything?
Because it's only been the Eved, but now she has no choice.
So what? But if the Rabbanan goes there or something, the Rabbanan will go there on a meet, so that's all.
But now it's going against an Asay. You're taking away the Asay.
And a Haram. What about Tchiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Luluv and Esrog on Sukkot and all these things?
Good question.
Okay, so that's what happens. Huh? Okay, but if it has to be there for a long time, there's what to be make a lot. Fine. So the Imgesh Lamaka Vasulat Firas, now she has a Maka and she needs stitches. So im ein tzarech latzirun al yidei roife, if they're not going to be removed by a doctor, el b'meshech hazman, heni moses ne'asman, at some length of time they're going to dissolve. Ein am tzarech, then that's not called a chatzir. Right?
Why was it interesting?
Because it's there. It's she's not makbid on it. She knows it's going to be there. It's going to leave. Not everybody agrees with this, by the way.
I mean, I don't see the practical difference between that and what they can remove. What?
Just open or is
no.
Oh. both are going to be removed, one naturally and one's going to be removed by a doctor.
Right, so now, okay, now, so are those that disagree and hold it an economic. What do you call it? Nissan Corella told that it's chotet.
Even dissolvable.
Yeah, but it seems like the Hamoinam, the way we pass him, the way he's passing is that it's not chotet. Yeah, it's very negay. Right? No, what woman, let's say, after childbirth has the stitches checked whether they're still there or not? Right? Okay, it's usually about 5 or 6 weeks, so I imagine they're dissolved already by then. I would assume they're dissolved, but who has it ever checked out? Right? Ach, tefilas shetzorach lasiyon al yedei rofe, then chotzetz. Now there are those who disagree with that too, and hold that even those are not chotzetz. So hopefully you never have that shaila, but it does come up. Right? Koitzu mugla, this is a little less common. And talk of koitz tipsorach. And let's say she has
a thorn
in her butt. So if it's something,
it could be a splinter also, right? It's a splinter.
Splinter, yeah. Usually that's what it would be, a splinter. In talk of kites of sara, so imu shakul b'soy chabasa. Let's say it's sunk into the bottom. Ene chaitzit hafim hu nirav mibachutz. Even if you could see it from the outside, but if it's sunk in to the skin, then it's not chaitzit. Achim hu boiler katzas luchutz. But if it's sticking out a little bit, then oyafilu hu shava the bossa. Or if it's the same, it's equal to the bossa, but ene shakua, and it's not sunken in, then chaitzit it is chaitzit.
What does that mean? No, last one.
If it's not sunk in, right?
It's just flush with the skin. It's not down any lower than the surface.
Can't you have this? I mean, you got a splinter. Can't you take it out?
Oh, what was that?
Especially if it's
late. They don't know about it. You come out of the neck when you see it.
This is a splinter. Just an example. What about a pacemaker?
Okay. So the same applies.
Anything that's internal,
like a screw. Yeah,
nail.
Like a screw in someone's knee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But how is that chaytis? Isn't it by definition chaytis?
Why shouldn't it be
a separation between your skin and?
Yes. So what about inside the mouth?
A pacemaker. How is a pacemaker a separation?
Sure. So that's
skin
separate,
the
that's the same. So this is true. If the thorn is inside the body, mamish,
right,
then it's not chaytis.
I'm saying, let's say it's.
Okay, I hear it's inside the body. Chilling? It's not. I've got braces and chilling. Falls teeth. No, he does. I don't think he gets it. He does. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Wait, I don't get the difference in Imhubalat. What's Shavu Labasa? What's Shavu Labasa? I mean, it's the same. It's flush with the skin. It doesn't go, it's not raised above the skin. Underneath or above the skin? What does that mean? Well, it's gotta be underneath. It's flush with the skin. You could view it smooth.
If you were just feeling it, it's not shakua. Now that's talking about before or after.
Shakua means in
the body. If she sees it under her skin before she goes to the mikvah, then...
Well, that's what we'll get to. So,
Fafilim Yesh Lassar. There are three cases he gives here. And
yeah.
I don't understand
that. Well,
He says...
It's shakua.
Sochabasar.
Right, that's one.
Okay, then... But
that's even if it's
four.
Seen. Even if you could see it.
Okay, fine. So let's say that's one.
Right.
You can see it, but it's completely... inside
sunk
the skin.
Inside.
Okay. Now what's the second one?
If it's boilet.
It's partially inside, but part of it's sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's the third one?
Or even if it's equal to the...
Is it in the skin or is it not?
I think it is.
It's in the skin.
It's on the top level. The top level's opened a little bit.
It's opened. So you see there's some... It's in the skin, but in like a space in the skin. In the gap in the skin. Ever have a splinter like that?
No.
I've had splinters like that. Where you see it.
Where you can see it through the skin.
No, the skin is open completely on top.
No, the first one's not chaytis.
The first one's inside the skin.
This is different because it's a different din. The first one's not chaytis.
I don't understand the practical, the lemaisa. What is the difference between the first one?
Because the meaning, no. The
third
one. Not boilet.
One is underneath
it's
the skin.
It's not boilet.
Underneath the skin.
I don't know if it means under. I'm not sure it means underneath or like what you're saying. Like it's. Can you feel the piece of wood? Meaning, what the point is, in the last two cases, if it's either sticking out, or even if it's not sticking out, but it's level with it, As long, if it's meaning, if it's not shukua, it's chayis. That's basically what we're saying.
I'm saying that the third case sounds like something. It is inside the skin.
So it's not buried in it.
How is it inside and not buried?
Because it could be inside, but on ground level. You know, buried is 6 feet down. This is only a couple inches down.
Are you yeah. serious?
Yeah.
No, that's that only means a couple of inches. No,
I'm talking about burying a body.
No,
that's a count of 6 feet down.
So how deep is the first one?
It's flush.
The first case.
The first, it's under the skin.
Visible.
Anything under the skin.
But it's visible.
Visible. Yeah, even visible.
Yeah. So it has to be inside.
Inside the skin.
So it's at least
inside.
Past the dead layer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dead zone.
Alright.
Even if she has tsar with the netilah, she has to, in these last two cases, she has to take it out. Right? Because we learned before that if there's a certain amount of pain on the scabs, then she wouldn't have to, and all she would have to do is soften it. But here we're saying that you'd have to have pain. But let's say now basar grew over it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not inside the natural skin, but somehow
is there
something in there?
Yes, there
is. Yeah, you got it.
Take it out, son. No. And the chayes, then it's not chayes.
What? I didn't know Sean's healthy. My look.
Sam, we'll make it sterile.
That could also be a thing for the pacemaker and stuff, because once it's inside the body,
right.
Something's growing over it, the skin, you know.
Either way, but you don't have to cut. Yeah, shakua. Right. Okay. So he says something interesting here. I don't know what, but look at Lamed. It doesn't make a difference where on the body it is.
So what?
Assuming that the Havamina there is that maybe in the Yad it's more rugged to have it, but it would be on the foot, so maybe it would be less rugged. So
what about
maybe
like
would
someone has like a hookup for an IV or something? Is that?
They shouldn't be going to the mikvah when they have an IV.
It's like a chemo.
If you have that stomach staple, you have a port right above your belly button.
Yeah.
How about a trach?
I don't know.
A trach is something that's more permanent.
I know, but it sticks out. No?
But it's permanent.
Cast it right.
I guess
right.
Again, but
it sticks out.
I hear. I don't know.
So a cast also sticks out, but it's permanent.
A cast?
What about stitches?
Cast isn't permanent.
Well, it depends if it's the way we pass it. For the most part, is if it dissolves. Stitches. If it dissolves, it's not chosen. If it has to be removed by the doctor, then it is chosen. Then he says,
what happens if the needed? I'm sorry to step back. What happens if the needed day the mikvah day comes, but she sliced her arm and she has to have these stitches that are that would be considered chosen.
Are they going to disappear?
No.
She can't go
to the mikvah.
They
cut the fingernails too short. They nick themselves, they bleed. Right? Okay, but then he says, we're going to talk about our achab repasarachach was Adam, we're going to hammer plotted steel wool.
I've had
this. It's not just a din in thorns.
I've had metal inside me. It screws all the time, you get it.
Yeah. What's the word for it that we're talking about here?
Shrapnel?
No, it's in the air. Splinter.
Shrapnel.
Right.
I don't know what he's looking for.
Now, those that disagree and hold that if you could see it, then it's going to be chutzitz. Right, that's Lamed Aleph. Levush, shach, sibitara, that's going on. that if it's near, even if it's near mibuchutz, right? The lavush, the shach, the ritarim, korchaim, chafasadam, lechem silner, the loikabach of part of the shemayim. Ba'ain b'shut rav pa'alam shekosu shafilu imsafil lahartzi esakoyt ein echotz. Even if she's not like you, and she's gonna take out the koyts at some point, right? So you would think maybe that she's makbir, right? The loikem mashmas chuvas me'ava. If you're taking it out, sounds like he would be machma. Okay? Fine. Tezvav. And yesh lo mursa. She yesh bo mugla. So there's a pimple with pus. So ima mursa is the guru lagamra, if it's completely closed. Fine, it's not popped.
Your question, right?
Right. Ain't sorach the paischa. You don't have to open it. Ula haitzi esam mugla. And to open up and to squeeze it out. Right? Vim kfar nidra. But if it's already open, then yesh lekalef is the or kama she'efsha. You got to try and peel the skin as much as you can.
How?
How?
Isn't that like if you're going to cause you to bleed, isn't that usher to make yourself bleed?
If you know that,
I'm Shabbos. I don't know if you make you bleed.
No, in general,
yeah. Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
No, not that's what I'm saying, like dead skin. Like that you're not a woman.
Fine. Okay, so that's what you'd have to do.
For many reasons.
Yeah. Dioi.
Big woman.
Okay, here we go. Dioi. That's more. Well, Tamrukim is the real. We're going to have
Tamrukim is the makeup.
Yeah, so Isha, she has Shalgufa Dioi. Let's say she has paint. Or dye. Or ink.
Tattoo.
Va'ava. If it's thick. My dioi shall suffer from mishtamshim boy like soy from use. Harayu chayitza zan as a chatzitza. If it's afkeim hu yavish, but that's only if it's dry. Oishu lach ve isha makbid alav, or if it's lach and the isha is makbid to have it removed. Right? Ach dioi shein boy mamashis, but what about dioi that has no mamish? Ki goin dioi shall eat a pen, or tsev a simon or a marker. L'chatchilu tishtadu l'ziru, l'chatchilu she should try and remove it. Im ein bezet tsar gadol. If there's no tsar.
Why would it be tsar?
I guess you gotta be scrubbing and scrubbing the skin, and then it wears out.
What about tattoos inside the skin more?
I don't know.
Is that a tattoo?
3 days before her wedding. A henna tattoo. It's a henna. They're not permanent.
They're not permanent, but they last a long time.
They last a long time.
Okay,
so
but
she had to remove it, and she scrubbed her. She scrubbed it with like lye and steel wool and everything, not steel wool, but everything she could. And then finally called her college teacher who said, oh no, you just have to like rub it for 5 minutes. And if it doesn't
well, that's what it, yeah, because it's lechayr, I mean, I don't know what is it?
Hmm?
Is it mamashis? Is it thick?
No.
It's like okay, a tattoo, and that's what we were saying.
I think they use a cream and it stains the skin.
And she did all she can, and there's left over a roshim from the dioi, meaning there's still a mark there. She's able to be toiled like this.
So would this apply to crazy glue?
No, that's thick.
Crazy glue is thick. Crazy glue is a problem.
It's not done.
Sometimes you cannot get it off.
Then
your mark to get it off.
Like you scrub and scrub and scrub and it will not come off. Need some more time.
I don't know. That's a problem, Mukhar. Unless it's something so small, you're not really going to be marked on it. Seeing the thing, if you had a little crazy glue on your leg, and your leg is normally covered, so you wouldn't care, right?
Annoys me.
Yeah. So I guess then, you'd have a problem. Right?
Pretty boy.
again, we're all assuming that the Rama holds, right? The Rama holds the lechatchila, she should have nothing on her. But yeah, there's also a klal called shasat chakas kediyavet. Right? The Rama, everybody will be make of the yavet. Right? I actually saw today that shasat chak is, according to some, is even better than bidi yavet.
What does that mean?
Means
there's no other option.
Like, right.
Die that, don't go to the
mikvah. Right. Okay. Let's say the stockings or the socks or the shoes stain her feet. Right. Then she's able to. But again, this is only if it's thick ink, which I don't know what a regular tattoo is.
Why didn't this go into what we were talking about? Tanner, yeah.
Yeah.
And a chanami. I don't know what that tanning. And a chanami. This would be the answer to that. What do you call that? What is this called?
Spray tanner.
Spray on.
Brush.
Airbrush. Airbrush.
Airbrushing.
Right. So it depends if that's my muscles or not.
Oh, they have spray on.
No, but it just brings pigment. It doesn't. Spray on tan isn't it's not a paint. It brings pigment to the
dye.
It brings pigment.
But what is
it's some type of chemical. It's some type of chemical. It brings
So he'll discuss it. Let's see if we get to that next.
It's not a paint.
Yes, it is.
It's not a paint. It brings the
spray on tan.
You might be right.
What?
I have
you might be right. It's the spray on chemical.
Have you seen the bad spray on tan? People look orange.
Yeah,
it's brought out the bad.
It brings out too much pigment.
If that's the case, then it's for sure not a problem.
If white people spray this on, they're not turning black; they're turning orange. Look at the color of your skin.
Do you tan?
I have done it before. Yes.
Do you tan?
Yes.
I'm saying regular in the sun. Do you tan?
No, I burn.
Right. So then it shouldn't work for you.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Y'all can fight this out in a few minutes. Yeah. Yeah, Lamites. Look at Lamites in the footnote. Lochus is the Peshit is a feature of a Bach, but it's a tar of a Pansimoni. Hasaibrim, right? Why, meaning, Mamanashach. The ink, if there's no Mamashach to the ink, so why does she have to even bother getting rid of it? Right? If it's not Chaisis, then why does she even have to do all that she can? Footnote Lamites.
Yeah.
Hasaibrim. That even just something that appears, it's nothing. It just has you see it, right? So to be chashish v'dol shitus, that's why lechatchila we tell it to try and remove it. Again, that's only l'mishein malachta v'kach. Meaning, if somebody's malacha is to do it, then it's not chashish. So an artist whose hands are always have paint on it, if there's no mamashes to it, wouldn't have a problem according to everybody. We are not made on chazusa that doesn't have mamash to it. If there's not a major amount of pain, then she should try and remove it. Right? Now, if there's a major amount of pain, then that would be lechare, that's a shasat chak. And then it would revert back to the oven, and it'll be okay. Yeah, mem. Hagoyin bali b'smai shivim koshal asirim. If it's difficult to remove it, now I don't know why he decides to go off here and tell you etzes how to get it off. Tanase im chomrim hamanakim k'samim. You should test it with ingredients that remove stains, bleach or lemon juice. She can't use these minim because let's say she has a cut next to wherever the dye is, then tenasa lasinim besuben umayim chamim with soap or I think he's saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's saying this.
Oh, not because he said.
Yeah. No, meaning this psak is based on remush.
Yeah, but Ramesh didn't learn the tshuva.
What?
Should Ramesh
learn? It's not a tshuva. See, that's the thing, it's not a tshuva.
Shaila, what can I use to remove the Ramesh? Give him a...
Yeah, okay, Tamruka. Let's just start it, because this is Nagei. Lefnei atvila tzvikal hasher esatseva me'alpaneva, you know, she's got to remove the dye from her face and from her eyes. Women that put on nail polish. Trichos lahatir es atzeva koin matil, they have to remove it. Atzavis is the name of the ifur, mascara, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. Let's not even get into it. Kima chekashu lasira, since it's difficult to remove it, roi shaloi ta'afes and now kama yamim koin tefillah. She shouldn't put that mascara on a few days before the tefillah.
Okay,
so that
he's done before also.
Agrada saw the Shevet Alevi when he brings down this halacha at the etzim. It doesn't. He writes in parentheses, and Avada, no woman should ever wear makeup. Right? So if you're already being makeup, wear makeup. So the Lamasi, she should remove it. Right? But does she have to? That's, I mean, is this a chumrah or is this a ikara din?
The same as a tattoo.
What
is wearing makeup?
It's like a tattoo.
Or
the
makeup
they have
it on?
The tattoo?
I don't know.
The tattoo. Like, older women have the tattoo.
Is it mutter at all?
What?
If it's a tattoo, then no.
Is it mutter? Why should it be also?
Tattoo?
Oh, a tattoo. A tattoo is also, yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying, that it's like a tattoo. It's
permanent makeup is like a tattoo.
I know, that's what
they're saying. I don't know.
I haven't had
I'm
that.
I'm not answering that.
You've tried that, though, right?
is there any hetter to get a tattoo, though? I just got to know.
Okay, let's see Mem Gimel quickly. Af Shepasag Shulchan Aruch. This is interesting because if you look at Shulchan Aruch, Shepasag Shulchan Aruch, Seva Shetzoves and Nashim Al Pneim Ein Lechoyt. Right? We'll probably just we have to take this up next week again. So Seva Shetzoves and Nashim Al Pneim Ein Lechoyt. This will das Kamachrein Amhain. What feel with Seva Sheyesh Be Mamish? That even with Seva that has a Mamish to it, because.
They want it
there. It's they want it, yeah. Time between us, Adam, Shukne Ari.
They only want it if it looks good. If it started to fade already, they don't necessarily want it.
What?
They would only want it if it still looks good. If it started to fade already, they don't necessarily want it.
Oh, so that's going to be a definition. That's going to be. Okay, let's stop. Let's look at it. Let me see.